Okay, folks, welcome back. You know how much we love to dive deep into all things tech, and today, well, we're tackling something that affects us all. Battery life.
That's right.
I mean, who hasn't been caught out with a dying phone at the worst possible moment?
Right.
And, you know, with apps becoming more and more demanding, it's not always clear what's sipping away at our precious battery juice.
Right.
So we've got some really interesting research here.
Yeah.
From Pasted Text, and it dives into some pretty revealing battery efficiency tests.
So awesome.
Yeah. So by the end of this deep dive, you'll know exactly how to pick power-friendly apps and just squeeze every last drop out of your battery.
I love that.
I mean, it's really about like empowering ourselves to make better choices.
Right. Exactly. And it's becoming a bigger and bigger problem as apps get more sophisticated.
Right. Like, what are some of the things you think people don't realize about how apps drain battery?
Oh, gosh.
Like, what surprised you when you were reading through this research?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think most people know that, like, streaming video or playing games will drain your battery.
Right.
But I was surprised to learn just how much seemingly simple apps can impact battery life.
Yeah, totally agree. There was this one bit about weather apps, and honestly, it blew my mind.
Oh, yeah. This can be tricky.
Like, I love checking the forecast, but yeah. Apparently some of these apps are constantly pinging your location and refreshing data.
Yeah.
And it just drains your battery like crazy.
Absolutely. And you don't even realize it's happening.
Right. It's all happening in the background.
Right.
Like, there was one app in the study that was updating every few minutes.
Yeah.
Is that even necessary?
I mean, it's not ideal, right?
Yeah.
Developers have to think about the trade-offs between, like, giving users the most up-to-date information and, you know, preserving battery life.
Right. And I mean, it's like leaving your car engine running all the time, even when you're parked.
Exactly.
It's just wasting fuel.
Yeah, it's like a constant drain.
So location services are a big culprit. But what else are we overlooking? What other things are like guzzling phone power without us even realizing?
Well, think of it this way. Like, every action your phone takes uses energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So things like constantly refreshing data in the background, that takes energy. Using high resolution graphics, that takes a lot of power.
Yeah.
Even just leaving apps open when you're not using them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All of those contribute to draining your battery faster.
So it sounds like developers have a big role to play here. Like, can they design apps to be more energy efficient without, you know, sacrificing all the cool features?
Absolutely. There's a lot they can do.
Like what?
Well, for one, they can use things like data compression.
Okay.
So that reduces the amount of data an app needs to fetch.
That makes sense.
They can also optimize how apps use processing power. You know, make sure they're not running complex tasks unless they absolutely need to.
Right. So it's like streamlining the code to be more efficient.
Yeah. Exactly. And giving users more control over settings like location access or, you know, how often an app refreshes in the background.
Right.
All of those things can make a huge difference.
So it sounds like it's really a two-way street, right?
It is.
Like, developers need to build smarter apps.
Right.
But we as users also need to be more mindful of our usage habits.
Absolutely.
Speaking of habits, I know I'm guilty of leaving apps open in the background all the time. Is that something you do too?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
It's just so easy to forget.
Right. It's like we just assume our phone will take care of it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, closing apps when you're not using them can actually make a real difference.
Yeah, it definitely helps.
And dimming your screen brightness, even just a little bit.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
It all adds up.
Absolutely. Little things can make a big difference over time.
So to recap, we've uncovered some of the sneaky ways apps drain our batteries.
Right.
From constant location tracking to data-hungry background processes.
Yeah.
But the good news is we can do something about it, both developers and users.
Exactly. It's all about being aware and making informed choices.
Right. Like knowing what to look for in an app and how to adjust our settings.
Right.
To make our batteries last longer.
And it makes you think, right, like as apps continue to evolve and they're going to want more and more resources.
Right.
How is that going to impact battery life in the future?
Yeah, that's a great question.
I mean, will we have to compromise on features for the sake of battery longevity? It's something to think about the next time you're browsing the App Store.
Right. Like, what are we willing to sacrifice for convenience?
Exactly.
Food for thought, for sure.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
We'll see you next time for another deep dive.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye.